Hi everyone, we're continuing through James, and today we're looking at James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and self-ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So as we've been saying as we go through James, is that James is wisdom literature. And, you know, throughout this book, he goes through all these different topics, and it's very similar to Proverbs, or actually the Sermon on the Mount. It's like wisdom about how to live in the kingdom of God. And he starts here with this question very directly. Who is wise among you? He's talking about wisdom directly here. How do you know, though, that someone is wise? And he answers the question, by his good conduct. By his or her good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. He's essentially saying, like, when the rubber meets the road, then you'll know there's wisdom. It's like how someone like walks the walk, not just talks the talk, right? I'm just coming up with the idioms and cliches from our culture. But wisdom is born out and shown through the way someone lives their lives. And if someone has wisdom, there's good works that flows from them. In yesterday's Devo, we mentioned Matthew 12, where Jesus says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And he says that, you know, a good tree is good by its fruit. A bad tree is bad by its fruit. And this is very much related here to James 3 as well. When someone has wisdom, there's a fruit that is good, good conduct, good works that come from them. And of course, on the other hand, as he talks about, James talks about in verses 14 and 15 here, if you have a bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, then there's another kind of wisdom. Verse 15, he says, this is not the wisdom that comes from above. Now, he's not saying it's unwisdom. He's saying it's a different kind of wisdom. There's a wisdom that comes from above, and also there's a wisdom that is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. And he says in verse 16 that where there's jealousy and selfish ambition, there's like disorder, evil practice, it's the fruit. Disorder, evil practice, conflict, sin is what is born out. And he goes back to talking about the good in verse 17 and 18. The good wisdom. The wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, sincere. In verse 18, a harvest. You see, for good fruit, a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Those who follow the wisdom from above. Peace that comes, purity, gentleness, mercy, love, good fruit, sincerity. And so when we look at our lives, the question is there peace? Right? Is there gentleness? Are we open to reason? Are we merciful? Are we loving? And are we kind? And if that's not 100% true of us, which I doubt it's 100% true of us, it shows that there's still wisdom that comes from somewhere else. There's a wisdom that's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic that we are still buying into or following. But the encouragement for us would be then, keep seeking the wisdom that comes from above. Seek the wisdom that comes from God and God alone. And as we do that, it changes how we live. The good news of Jesus isn't just something where like we understand it and like it, and then it gives us this ticket to heaven. Now, it's good, right? Salvation is good, right? Believing in Jesus as our Lord and Savior is good. But if that's what we believe in, if that's the wisdom we're buying into, we're supposed to bear fruit. Let's pray that we will bear fruit. Let's pray that we will love our neighbors. Let's pray that we'll be peaceable, open to mercy, full of mercy, open to reason, bearing good fruit and love and joy. And peace. Let's pray that we show that in our lives. We show that to our neighbors. We show that to our church. We show that to the world. Let's pray. Jesus, we hold on to your wisdom. We pray for more of it. We pray that we will follow it, enjoy it, and that there will be a peace in our hearts as we know your wisdom, Lord. Lord, today we repent of the wisdom that we follow that's earthly and spiritual and demonic. Forgive us for still believing some of those lies. But Lord, we know that there's redemption that you're doing, a transformation you're doing in our hearts. We thank you, Jesus, for your great mercy in our lives. May our hearts be transformed. In your name we pray.